Blog Talk Radio.
My bed with anyone.
Oh,
that
really?
Sounds tacky, though.
No, that sounds great. That sounds great to me.
I'm very picky about who I let in my bed, so everyone should think, you know, you're very privileged to be in my bed with me.
Yes. That's amazing, though, because it just kind of took me to a calm place, like in bed with Dr. Sue. Yay!
Everybody gets to put on their onesies and jump into bed with me. That'd be cute. Get everybody,
okay,
like the little candy cane striped onesies, and we all jump into the bed.
That would be so awesome. And then kind of takes me back to that whole little nursery rhyme. It was a four in the bed, and the little one said, roll over,
right,
or something like that.
Right, I remember that one. Roll over, roll over.
Okay, they all rolled over, and one
and
fell
one
out.
Fell out. And people are getting kicked out of the chat room. This is really annoying.
Yeah.
I'm just watching them go out and come back and go out and come back. It's ridiculous.
Getting kicked out, and then they're saying they can't hear us. Can you guys hear us now? Let us know. Because I don't know. I might have to really do a drive-by on Blog Talk.
I will be riding shotgun, let me tell you. Because I am like so annoyed with this thing.
I'm telling you,
honestly,
they've been having, the more people that sign up, it's like the more issues.
Well, yeah, because they're probably not keeping up the back end. Like, you've got to be able to keep up with your growth. And if their servers and stuff aren't keeping up with it, then the rest of us suffer, which totally sucks.
I know. You know, us hard-paying, you know, people.
Yeah, it's not like, okay, understand everybody, this isn't free either. We pay for these shows. So think about that for a minute. You guys are getting kicked out of something we're paying for. Hello?
Exactly. Unbelievable.
Sit there going, what are we doing this for again? Is there anyone out there who has a better platform? Please let us know. We're more than happy
exactly.
to jump ship.
Exactly. In a
we
heartbeat.
We're more than happy to jump ship.
Okay, for the same price, I'll take it.
Exactly.
With less activation, because I can't.
Got it.
Yeah. So I just want to thank everybody who took the time so far to tune in. Hopefully others will start trilling in as the show progresses. So,
and hopefully as they are allowed.
Exactly, depending on Blog Talk. They might be just a little bit jealous because we can bring people to the show. You know,
well,
like our milkshake,
be.
bring the boys and the girls to the yard.
Damn right.
It's better you.
Damn right it does. Shake that thing.
What?
I could have said ass, but I didn't. See, I'm trying to be a better person. I keep hanging with Sienna, and I'm telling you, she's like, she's vanillifying me.
Okay. I love how you
and
just
so
right
sweet
on
and so
cue,
innocent,
though.
And I have to watch my mouth, and I have the mouth of a truck driver. I know that, but.
It's okay. We love you in your mouth. Sincerely.
Well, my mouth is part of me. I mean, if I wasn't lippy and mouthy and didn't have a bad vocabulary, then it wouldn't be me.
It's so true. You know, you have to accept and love people. You don't have to, but I just think that you just should. Accept people for who they are.
Yeah, they let it go. I mean, and
yeah.
I always tell everybody, it's just words. Like, I always say to women, you're my bitches. And it's not derogatory at all. It's just, I do it, that's how I talk about women. And people go, oh, it's so bad for women. It's like, no, it's not. Lighten up. Stop picking at every little thing. It's like, for the love of God. I'm not saying it in a mean way, so just chill.
Take a chill pill.
Hold it.
Okay, slow your roll. Find something
else to
do.
So we have in the chat room, I think we should say we have Ray's here. Yay, Ray. Ray is
Ray.
You don't know Ray. Ray is a nice guy on Twitter. He's an amazing guy. He's like an unbelievable guy.
Hey, Ray.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Firefighter. Hubba hubba.
Ooh.
So I'm just saying.
Good. It's about time we had somebody to put my fire out in here.
Damn
it's
right.
About time.
If nothing
Welcome,
else,
you
got somebody that you can put your feet on and take it relax. He'd be happy.
Like, I
want to
go walk.
You?
I want to go walk on hot rocks so Ray could put me out.
Hot rocks. We'll get you to walk on hot coals. We'll do that mind control thing.
Oh man, like you don't feel it. You don't feel it. You don't feel it. Meanwhile, your skin is like sticking to the rocks as you walk across
no,
them.
No, you can do it. I mean, you just have to psych yourself out to do it. It really is just a mind control technique. People
oh God. Meanwhile, your shorts
what
are on fire. Deal. You have third-degree burns, and it's all in your mind.
Oh, my God. Okay, Miss T is negative, people. We need to fix this.
Yes, please do, because I've been
we
having
need
such
to
a
fix
day.
This.
Oh.
Here you go. Austin just, oh, by the way, hi to Austin. Austin's in the chat room. Our gorgeous Sheila is in the chat room.
Sheila.
And Madam Devilish is there. And hello
Madam.
To my living room. So I believe that's just
hello,
1-1-1-2-8. Hi, living room.
Okay, exactly. So today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. So we ask that you participate, as usual, either in the chat room by typing it out or dialing in, which we prefer, at 818-495-6975. So I don't know. Where do we want to start
today,
Doc?
What are we asking people today? We need to, like, where are we going?
Well,
I'm letting you guys respond because you had ideas.
I do. I have a lot of things that I wanted to touch on, you know, slightly, although each thing that we ever talk about is always in depth. But first thing I wanted to jump right on top of is self-esteem.
Okay.
And the question would be, okay, for self-esteem, how many of us really know how we feel about ourselves? Or how great
you
are.
Okay, let me tell you something. First of all, how do you know? By your mind, squirrels. Whatever that chatter is going on in your head, there's your self-esteem right there. So if you've got negative stuff going on in your head, chances are you're being negative to yourself. I mean, you're not going to have chatter in your head going, well, okay, unless you're really, you know, mentally ill, which we're assuming most people are not. You don't have someone in your head telling you, okay, you know, go kill the guy that's sitting across the bus. You know, it's like, it's not usually telling you things like that. It's usually saying, you know, oh, like you just tripped, okay? What's the first thing that's going to flash through your mind? Oh, my God, I feel so stupid. God, what an ass. I can't believe I just tripped. What an and you're just like berating yourself into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that we do. I always say to people, you can't possibly say anything to me that I haven't already said far worse. I can take me on way better than you can. So, and it happens. Everybody has those negative thoughts. And that's where your self-esteem is coming from, is those negative thoughts. So if you've got a lot of negative thoughts and you think you are garbage, your self-esteem is obviously going to be in the toilet, because if you think you're garbage, you're not going to have high self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. But it has to start somewhere. Like,
you have to.
I don't know.
You do have to start making the changes. And I think I will share a story about a very good friend of mine whose name is Bob. And Bob went through something that was very horrific as a child, and that's usually where this stuff comes from. You're getting it from when we go to school and little kids pick on each other. And it just starts from there. And then if you're getting it at home, well, you know, Godspeed to you, because I've been there. I know what that's like. And it's horrifying when you're looking up to people such as parents, or in my case it was uncles and whatever, that are telling you that you're garbage or showing you that you're garbage. So in the case of Bob, he's like this really amazing track star, does great on the field, is doing a relay race, and he ends up doing the anchor leg, and his team is behind. He not only catches up, but goes through to win the race. Okay? So you'd think, damn, you know, you'd be coming out of that, you'd feel pretty damn good, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You'd feel pretty, if you came back from behind, you win the thing, you should be feeling damn good. People should be patting you on the back for that.
Right.
That isn't what happened to Bob. Unfortunately for Bob, Bob ended up getting, because he never got any encouragement or any kind of step up, like, you know what I mean? Like, no one ever patted him on the back and said, you know what, you're really good. You're really good at this. And you know what, you're a damn good runner. Or thanks for taking out the garbage. It can be small. It can be so small. But no one, yeah, this is the problem. And a lot of parents obviously shouldn't be parenting, but not much we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting that from someone that you can look up to, imagine the case where, in Bob's case, he not only doesn't get that, so he wins the race thinking, you know, hopefully there's someone in my family will be pleased. Not only does he not get that, when he says, you know, it wouldn't kill you to throw out a compliment here and there, he literally gets the shit kicked out of him by his father to the point where he's bleeding.
Mm.
So do you see how that destroys, at that moment, destroys the psyche? And that's how your mind squirrels are born. Because in actual fact, the mind squirrels are there to take you away from that moment, because that is a very shattering, shattering moment for that child. And I don't care how old it is. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, 6 months or 16 years old. That is off the chart.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think happens to someone like that? Give me an idea of what you think happens to someone with
that.
Well,
I think that, you know, he probably grew up to have issues, or having self-esteem issues, as far as not thinking he was good enough or nothing was good
mm-hmm.
enough.
That exact moment triggers this crazy feeling inside of you, because it's that one moment where you took the abuse. And this is the same way with anyone who's taking any kind of abuse. It's going to do one of two things. You're either going to make a crack in your psyche, and your psyche's going to go, oh, crap. And it's going to do everything it can from that point on to try and get everyone to love it, but it's going to be absolutely terrified of actually putting itself out there. Why would you put yourself out there, right? You might get your ass kicked. So it does a protection thing. So now what you deal with what Bob is dealing with, is the fact that you reach this point because there was that crack. His way of now dealing with anything to do with any kind of praise or any kind of, you know what, you did a good job, or you get into social situations, or you just want to spew because you're petrified. And the sad part is, you're spending your entire life, all you want to do is to have someone say, you know what, you did a good job. And now, even if that happens, they can't stand it. They can't deal with it. Why? Because your mind's gone, oh, hell no. That guy's lying. Whoever is talking to you right now is lying through their teeth. And that's what's going on in the mind. So now you've got someone who could possibly become agoraphobic, where they don't want to leave their home. They could become panic-stricken. We all, I don't know if anyone's had panic attacks. I have. They are absolutely awful. Have you ever had one?
No.
They're horrifying. It's your body's reaction. It's a response to something that gets triggered mentally. So in the case of someone who's agoraphobic, agoraphobics don't like to leave their homes. They are petrified of the outside world, again, because they think something horrible is going to happen to them. So what happens is they step out the door and they get into full-blown panic attack to where you do, you know, hyperventilation, you're breathing too fast, your heart races, you think you're going to die. The absolute worst-case scenario, though, and if anyone is hearing this and you are getting panic attacks, please listen to this because I had to do this on my own. What you want to do is literally fall into the panic attack. And it sounds crazy, but if you just let yourself go, when you're sitting there going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, we're all going to fucking die, let yourself go and turn your mind around and just go, okay, give me your best shot. Make me as nervous as you possibly can. What happens is when you do that, you've just taken the power away from the panic attack. Now, it doesn't cure it instantly. You got to do this. It's going to take time. Like, you're still going to have panic attacks. You're still going to fall into them. You just got to remember, okay, hit me. Come on, hit me. And you'll find it'll dissipate because you're not fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not fighting it and you go with it, you take its power away. So anytime you feel panic, unless it's a situation where you should be panicked, like, you know, like your house is on fire, please don't sit there and go, no, everything's fine. You use your head, common sense.
It's going to blow out. It's going to blow out.
So, but it's like if you're going to, if you're sitting in a situation where you know it's like an anxiety situation, where you are just ready to tip over the edge, because usually it comes up from childhood stuff. Stuff, like I said, that happens on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
Kids being really mean to other kids. A lot of mine came from that. A lot of mine came from stress at home. But, again, it's something that your mind starts triggering. So you know that it's not coming from an outside source. You're not threatened in any way physically. Okay, well, if I'm not threatened physically, this is probably a panic attack.
Yes. So you guys got to be mindful of that.
Miss P has fallen apart.
No,
I was one way of dealing with. There's many, 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 many ways of dealing with panic attacks. That's just one. It's the one that I found successful because it just completely blows all the air out of the panic attack. So it's a great way to get rid of it. As for dealing with childhood demons, understand this is where we're getting back to mind squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to, one, get it through your heads. You are never going to please people outside of yourself, and it's not your job to do it, number one. So if you're out there and you're like I was, and you're just like, well, you know, I can be a better person, I can be a better person, I can be a better person, you're already a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Stop beating yourself up for that. You don't need anyone's approval. Please stop looking for approval from other people. Look for it within yourself first. You got to look for, you got to give yourself the permission to be who you are. And you don't need approval from anyone else. What you need is approval from you.
You
need
said
to
it,
allow
Doc.
Yourself. But it's true. Mm-hmm. You need to allow yourself that moment of, you know, just being selfish. And I realized that when I teach people to be selfish, it goes against everything, you know, that we're taught from childhood, obviously. It's, oh, you know, share, 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 share. It's shoved down our throats and our eyes open. And that's okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But in the process, you end up losing yourself. Because now you end up in this life of must please everyone, must share with everyone, must do something for everyone. No, 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 no. Because by doing that, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because you can't please them. And it's not your job to do it. I always tell people, if someone is coming to you and saying, I don't like your behavior, don't change your behavior for them. Because I can guarantee you, they're going to turn around and go, okay, well, that's great. You fixed that, but now I don't like this. And this will go on forever. If they can't accept you for who you are, move along. They're not worth your time. You should never change for someone, and you should never ask anyone to change for you.
Absolutely.
You change for yourself. You do it because you're tired of being who you are. In other words, you're tired of constantly trying to please everybody. It's time for you to stand back and say to yourself, you know what? I'm a damn good person. And I don't deserve anything that's going on in my head. I don't deserve anything that I hear around me if it's negative. And I'm not living my life for you guys. I'm living my life for me. Yes, it's selfish. But you know what? If everybody lived a little bit more selfishly, everybody would be a lot happier and things would go so much smoother. It sounds crack-ass crazy, but it's true.
It's true. I agree. We have a caller on the line, so we're going to take the call.
Cool.
404, you're on the line with Dr. Shu and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Valencia.
Hey, Valencia.
Valencia Dollface, how are you?
I'm good. You touched on something that I deal with, I guess, every day. It's not as bad as most days, but I have anxiety attacks. If I'm around a whole lot of people,
mm-hmm.
Well, I guess panic attacks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm around a crowd of people, like even if I go to the mall, I have
right.
to go early in the morning. I can't go. If I go in the, you know, in the middle of the day, I'm somewhat okay with it, but I can't. I basically panic when I'm around too many people.
Why do you think you like? What do you think triggers it, V? Is it just like you get into a crowd of people, and what? How does it feel? Does it feel because it's closed in?
It's closed in. I get very claustrophobic, and like
so. There you go. If you're claustrophobic, big groups are going to drive you crazy. But again, if you get into a large group of people, just go. You know, if you feel it starting to rise, and you know what I'm talking about. It comes on, and it comes in a great big wave, so you can feel it coming. Just go. No problem. What's the worst that happens?
Yeah.
I faint in a group of people.
Yeah,
that's
but
the worst that's going to happen.
But I'm like that in a mall too. Like even if it's not, you know, as crowded and it's spaced out, I still feel that way.
Mhm.
And I seriously go to therapy for that. I didn't know what to do about it. Somebody suggested I go to therapy. So yeah, I see a therapist like once or twice a month.
That's good. And you
yeah,
found someone
you
that you can work
with
and they're good.
Yeah. Even
That's
though
lovely.
My mother even though my mother doesn't believe in me going to see her, because my mom is the type of person that's like, you can always talk to me, but I don't feel, I can talk to my mother, but I don't feel like she would take me seriously with that.
Like, the cool part about therapy is getting that advice coming from a neutral standpoint.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean failure. A lot of people think it means failure. It's not failure at all. And I think a lot of that generation deals with it as failure. Oh, well, you don't go to a therapist because, you know, you deal with your problems. Pull up your socks and deal with it.
Yeah.
It's better to have an outside view, to have someone stand back and go, okay, your mom's too involved with you. She's too close to you. You're not going to get an unbiased opinion from her. And chances are she's going to go, oh, don't be ridiculous, Valencia. Just, you know, deal with it.
Crack it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. So how are you doing with dealing? Is it getting better when you're going into crowds or going out in general where there's people?
It depends. I am a little bit better with it, but, like I get really – it gets worse only when I know that, like, I live in Atlanta, so – every once in a while, they have, like, different football games or whatever, sports events. And,
right.
And I notice, like, I ride the train because I don't drive. So it's, like, on the train, that's when it hits me. Because It's, like, people are packed like sardines, and I'm like, oh, Lord. But, I mean, my therapist always tells me, you know, take a deep breath and whatever, and... And I do the breathe. There are breathing exercises I do.
Yes, there are. There's breathing techniques that you can use.
And I try not to think about it as much, not let it get into my head as much. So I mean, it depends on how crowded it looks in my various escape routes of how I can get from one train to the next.
Mhm.
And
see, it would be so nice to be able to get you to sit down on a train and not have to plan an escape route.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, I mean, and you're getting there, and doing your breathing techniques is great because that will relax the body. But understand, panic attacks are caused by squirrels out of control. That's really what it is, because it's telling you a whole bunch of stuff in your mind that isn't true.
Yeah.
And then once the panic attack starts, you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I can't. What if I faint? What if I, you know, it's just, there's so many what-ifs flying through your mind.
She always tells me, if I'm thinking of something negative, just think of an alternative to that. She just tells me to think of something.
Think of something pleasant, change your thought, or close your eyes and start doing your breathing technique, and then start thinking of your happy place, of your calm blue ocean, where whatever it may be. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing, because you're retraining those squirrels. And by giving them something else to do, they got no power over you.
Yep, that's true.
So the next time that happens, try doing that technique that I told you guys about saying, okay, seriously, go find something to do underneath the train. I'm too busy for this right now. I don't have time for this crap that you are putting through my head. I do not have time for this. So go find the pink elephant.
I'm putting that into practice on Saturday, because I go see my therapist on Saturday, and I'm going to have to ride the train and the bus. So,
try it and see. Try and see what happens. I mean, you're going to have to tweak it till you find something that works. That's what I found with all of this. There is no one quick cure for everybody. It would be great if there was. But you got to work on it, and it's a relentless awareness, just like I said before. And, you know, as soon as you notice that your mind's going a little bit squirrely, pull it back. The trick in the whole thing, you're three-quarters of the way there if you can stop yourself and notice it.
Yeah,
as soon as you
my
notice
heart
it, that's it.
Beating fast, and I'd be like, oh, Lord. Okay, I am not going to hyperventilate right here.
No.
You're not going to,
And don't say, I am not going to do something, because it doesn't hear that. Literally, take your mind somewhere else. Go think immediately of your favorite movie. Go into a scene in your movie. Go somewhere completely off the wall. You don't even want to sit there and go, okay, I'm not going to hyperventilate, because all you're doing is thinking about hyperventilating. Pull yourself away from that completely. Go into an exact ricochet opposite direction and go somewhere that's totally weird. Like I said, pick a movie, you know, pretend, you know, I wonder what it would be like to be a speck of dust right on the back of the seat in front of me. It's just something weird. It doesn't matter what it is. But just don't go in the, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, because that's what you're focusing on. Even though there's a knot in there, your subconscious doesn't hear it. All it hears is hyperventilate, hyperventilate, hyperventilate. Oh, cool, she wants to hyperventilate. Let's give her some more.
I appreciate that.
Well, sure. Try it and see. Seriously, mm-hmm. Valencia, try it and see. Worse it happens, it doesn't work, and we try something else.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal.
I will give y'all an update.
All right, thank you so much, Ms. V.
No problem. Love y'all.
Love you,
love
too,
you,
beautiful. Aw, she's just, like, the sweetest thing. I just want to put her on my lap and just, like, hug her up. Like, aw.
She is the sweetest thing, and she's
she
sweet
is,
on Twitter.
Just very supportive, very loving, and always just neutral, the same. Those are the type of people I love to be in bed with at all times.
That's true. And that's the thing is you'll find it's unfortunate, it's unfair, but it's the sweetest souls, and I was telling Bob about this, the sweetest souls mm-hmm. on this planet are the ones that have usually been the most damaged.
Yes.
The ones that have been somehow pushed to the brink or abused in some way, whether it's physically, mentally, sexually, I don't care what it is, emotionally.
Right.
The sweetest souls are dealing with some of the worst demons, because they really are demons. And that's why I like to see if we can make them into the mind squirrels, then they're not quite as scary and they're a little bit easier to deal with as a cartoon in your mind, and flatten it or drop an anvil on it or whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I definitely want to give her a shout out again, because I know that she's very quiet, Miss V. And for her
she's,
to have
she's
called
always
in.
There. She's even there on my show.
Yeah,
you
yeah. For her
it.
To. Yeah, she's there.
She's
even though she's very quiet, she's there and she's supportive. But I commend her for even calling in and sharing that, because that's
exactly.
showing another step that
it's
she's
tough.
Moved
it's
forward.
It's tough when you do that. It's very hard
mm-hmm.
to sit down, because people are so unforgiving whenever you're dealing with something that isn't tangible. So, okay, if I have cancer, well, okay, we know what we can do with that. We can take you to a doctor and we can zap the hell out of you and squish
mm-hmm.
you and squash you and do whatever. If I come to you and I say, okay, I'm suffering from, you know, anxiety attacks, or I really don't want to go to the mall today because I, you know, don't really think I can handle it. Most people don't know how to deal with it. So thusly, they turn around and, you know, will go, oh, God, you're so stupid. Or they're mean.
Now,
speaking of
anxiety attacks, because you just popped off a light bulb in my head,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was just thinking, like, as far as, like, it all correlates together, self-esteem, anxiety,
sure
you know, past experiences and stuff of that
mm-hmm.
nature that, you know, tweak certain things in the brain or the memory that causes people to react emotionally.
Right.
And I'm saying that to say, like, for instance, people that deal with people, period, in a relationship, but mainly people that deal with people that are kind of like public figures on some level,
okay.
and they freak out because the person didn't call them, or the person didn't pick up the phone, or you said you was here, but then you wound up here, and all this other crazy stuff. Like, do you think that that's a way of, when they freak out, is like a meltdown or anxiety attack, because they kind of correlate that to a past experience, and that's why they behave that way?
It could be. It could be. It's more coming from insecurity. It's coming from an issue that obviously happened to them where they don't trust, and they certainly don't trust whoever it is that they're, you know, with. So say, for example, let's pick Chris Brown and Rihanna. I don't know why,
yes.
just because they're in the news right now.
Okay.
And Chris Brown's girlfriend, who is no longer his girlfriend. So if we were to look at that and you were to say, okay, Chris Brown's girlfriend is jealous of Rihanna. Well, first of all, she has a right to be because they have a connection. That I did. But if, say, Chris Brown's girlfriend is upset because he's flying across the country and has to do a meet and greet or has to do a signing or has to do something, and she's freaking out because of all the women he's going to meet, you need to get out of the relationship, not so much, you know, for the relationship's sake, but just because you're not going to be able to ever control another human being. We have to get that through our heads. You can't control what happens to that person when they leave the room, and it's none of your business anyways. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. You don't need, if you're that insecure and you really don't trust the person that you're with to the point where you are calling them incessantly, or, you know, why didn't you pick up the phone? Or, you know, I sent you a text 4 hours ago and you didn't answer it. Are you okay? Like, it's just, it depends, obviously, if the guy's a race car driver or something. You understand
right.
that. But, you know, use your head. If this person is a public figure, of course they're going to be out there meeting people. You can't, it's ridiculous. It is the ultimate setup of failure for yourself. Why would you try to control someone? You can't. And it's not your business to control them. You can't be that way. It's just you're setting yourself up for nothing but negativity and heartache and anger. Haven't you ever noticed that the women that do this, for example, are so angry?
Mm-hmm.
They're usually cussing and freaking out and, you know, just absolutely go bananas. And that's something
yeah.
I always say, too. When you're looking at a situation, you walk in. This is what drives me nuts about women.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into a situation where you walk in, your boyfriend's cheating on you, and you catch him in the act. What's the first thing women do? They attack the broad. What are you attacking a woman for?
The broad.
What, are you stupid? You don't go pulling a weave out over that. What makes you think that she knew? I can guarantee you that this guy was like, you know, leading her on too, but automatically.
If she knew, the whole point of it all is attack the person that's in a relationship with you, whether the
yeah.
female knew about you or not. She's not
you're
the
irrelevant.
One who was committed to you. He
and
was.
I wouldn't even attack the person. Just turn around and walk out. You've just learned what you need to learn. What does Maya Angelou say? When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Exactly.
Because they're always showing you. It's just
exactly.
that we tend to sit there and go, oh, let's see. Well, but he's a nice guy on Thursdays.
On Thursdays?
It's so typical of, you know, like battered woman syndrome. Right?
Oh, my
where it's
goodness.
Like, but he's, I know he can be good on Saturday. He's usually good, you know, every 6 months or so I get a hug. please. Please.
Exactly. Exactly. And I have countless stories, honestly, countless stories of males who had to, you know, unfriend me on Facebook.
Facebook is a big issue.
Yes.
Facebook is
a huge
issue. The reason being, mm-hmm. it used to be, and actually my daughter's dealing with this with her breakup, it used to be where you break up with someone, you walk away from them, you're out of their life, that's it. The problem is, because we're all interconnected now via the internet, and we have places like, you know, Twitter and Facebook and whatever, we can peer into what everyone's doing. So instead of walking away from it, you're not really walking away from it. You're sitting there dealing with the fact that, okay, this person's probably going to move on, and you're going to watch. So you need to learn to get over that, for one. You got to learn to, like, okay, people are going to move on. It's okay, but we're dealing with a whole different level now of, it almost feels like humiliation, because now it's like, well, I, you know, I can't be friends with this person, or I have to unfriend this person, or I personally can't stand Facebook. I'm pissed off because, by the way, people, I can't friend, I can't like other pages. My page
mm-hmm.
can't like other pages.
Why?
I have tried everything, and I know at least five other companies that can't do it either.
Why not, though?
It's ridiculous. Something's busted. We don't know. We can't figure it out. You try changing your settings, whatever. So if anyone thinks that I'm being rude, I've tried liking your page. It won't do it. I've tried liking Austin's page. Won't do it. It just won't do it. The like isn't even there. So if anyone thinks I'm being rude, I'm not. That's why I don't do a lot on Facebook. I'm just really disappointed with them. But if you think about how open that is, your life is basically laid out in front of everybody that you friended. So it's a different ball game when you go to break up. It's a different ball game when you're friending someone and unfriending someone. And
my thing is that
if you're gonna be on there hovering and taking a look at and seeing what's going on, if you I know exactly what you're gonna say. If you notice your boyfriend has friended someone, it doesn't mean he's fucking her. Can we just say that?
No, that not even that. It's just the point that the whole point of social media is not just for family. It's not that I care if anyone friends me or unfriend me. It could be my own family member. You can unfriend me too. Like, it's whatever. But it's just the point that don't drag me in the middle of your nonsense. If someone friends me and it says the InTune show, basically and they do music. Basically, they friend me under the pretenses of possibly networking.
Right, or being on, getting their tune
so
on the show.
So don't inbox me asking me about your man. Because you're not ready for this, okay? I'm not the one. So basically, unfriend me now, and I'm going to unfriend him now, or whatever. Just go ahead with that. Like, I'm not getting into it, because I find myself time and time again with the situation of people that's dealing with people who are out in the public meeting and greeting, and if it happens to be a woman that's attractive on some level, then it's an automatic issue, and then they're stepping to me like I'm having some type of situation with their people.
Yep.
Like, dude, please.
Because I know,
please.
You know what it is? It's also, that's females. Admit it, that's female reaction, right? Yeah, you don't get that from men. Because we are the most horrible individuals to each other.
Yeah, definitely.
We as women are horrible, nasty, disgusting, vile creatures to each other. That's why. We are.
Look at Phoenix's face. She made the face like that. That line supposed to be the mouth. Like, really, though? Like, that's what happened? Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah. It does. And this is, you're talking absolute complete insecurity. We know that that's what that is. But it understands something. The other thing that's always ironic about life in general is the people who need the most as far as therapy goes, who really need to be in therapy, never think there's anything wrong with them.
Right.
That's the biggest problem. It's like everyone who's beautiful is, you know, is going to therapy. Everyone who gets it, who gets light, goes to therapy. It's never the ones that need to go.
It's so true. And they let the ones that need to be kept there for years, maybe, of their life.
Well, they let them run free.
They let them out and wonder why they killed like 8 cows in the field last night. Because you let them go kill those cows,
so
you bastards.
Get the idiot a job as a butcher and he'll be happy. Like, come on, you gotta work with these people.
I don't get it.
Look,
like, he killed 18 people because
you didn't
give him his
meds. This guy has talent at butchering. Now, come on. But, yeah, they do. It's true. It's stupid. It's the same as why are we locking up criminals? I know this sounds crazy, but you can't push people into becoming better. Do you see what I mean? It's like, and the other thing is they don't anyways. It's not like when these guys are in jail, this is the reason why most of them reoffend, is because they don't know how to function outside of jail and no one teaches it to them.
Mm-hmm.
In jail, you've got someone telling you when to eat, when to sleep, when to shit, when to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, here, you're free. And they're like, I can't deal with this. That's why they reoffend.
It's crazy.
So
it
pushing
really
against things
crazy.
Does not get you anything. Please keep that in mind, you guys. If you push against something, in other words, the worst thing that you can do is have a war on anything. A war on drugs, it's working good, isn't it? War on cancer, again, working good, isn't it? I honestly won't give to certain charities for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because pushing against it and constantly saying, look at me, I'm wearing 75 pink ribbons, I am dressed in Pepto-Bismol, I am the best for breast cancer. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, understand, I dig, it's horrible. But the more you focus on it, the more you get. I'm sorry, it's a law. It's not something that's made up. This isn't this is reality. So if you're pushing constantly against things and saying we had a war on drugs, which we know isn't working, you know, because one drug's gone, the next one pops up. Of course it is. You keep focusing on it. Don't be so stupid. Believe it or not, if you were to pull back and let people just do what they want to do, you'd be surprised at how well it would probably go, within reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do have to have some sort of limitation, but, I mean, otherwise we know that some people would absolutely go running amok. But
Right. Stop
pushing against something. If you don't like something, the best thing you can do is take your focus off it. If you're sick, take your focus off it. If you think about it 24/7, you're going to get worse. Why is it that one person can cure themselves of cancer and the other one can't? There's no difference in intervention. It's your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of jumping down someone's throat because, you know, they friended someone on Facebook, ask yourself, why is that bothering me?
Excuse me. Mm-mm-mm.
You know, why is this bothering? Why am I so freaked out that he friended, you know, the Entune show? Why? Because it's a woman?
I think
because,
so.
Well, we all know that we women are out there, you know, sleeping with and trying to grab everyone else's man. I mean, that just goes without saying. Chances
because
are, sweetie, just so you know, most of us don't want your man. So just saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah.
It's the thing. It's like.
Yeah. We don't want that. But another thing I wanted to talk about, Dr. Sue, was someone that I know recently got married, right?
Yes.
And, you know, this whole big thing about when is he going to ask me to marry him and blah, 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 blah. You know, just this whole thing for years and years and years of the same thing. Like, I'm leaving him because if he don't marry me this year. So finally he proposed to her. They just recently got married, and I ran into her, and I'm asking her, so how did everything go and blah, 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 blah. And then she's just sitting there with, like, this face that just, you know, like, she just lost her best friend and somebody killed her cat and all this other stuff. So I'm just like, what's happening? And she's like, well, I don't know how I feel about it anymore. And I was like, what do you mean? What's happening? Oh, nothing. Everything is fine, but I just don't know how I feel about it. So
feel
what
about
I got
what?
Out of
the engagement, the marriage?
The marriage.
What?
Now, they find their marriage now. Their marriage material.
Yeah.
Like, they're together, married. She finally locked
in. And now she's thinking she made a mistake?
Now she's like, she don't know how she feel about it. So after we had this whole big conversation, what I pulled from that conversation was that as the thrill of the hunt is gone.
Yes. That's
so
true.
After you have accomplished the waiting process of waiting that long time and then you finally accomplished it and all the hubbub is gone, now you're like, why am I even here?
Well, this is reality because now you're in reality. And most people don't like reality. It's women and men who are serial daters do the same thing. Right? It's like it's the thrill of the hunt. It's the thrill of being in love. When we're first in love with somebody, you know that, you know, you get the butterflies in the stomach and you it's, again, all of this is the same thing. You got to keep that in mind. It's all the same thing. Okay? It's an endorphin rush. And we love those endorphins. It's the reason why, you know, or dopamine or any of the drugs that we have going through our brains that make us feel really, really good. We like that feeling. It's the same as why crackheads get high. It's the same as why, you know, heroin addicts get high. Same as why people eat. It makes us feel good. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. If it didn't make us feel good, I would really hope to think you wouldn't do it. Now, if you're addicted to a drug and after a while, you know, you start getting sick because you need more of the drug, well, now you got a different situation. Now you have a chemical dependence as well. But it starts off with that, I want to achieve that feeling. I want to achieve that rush.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're constantly, it's the same as when you're a little kid. and it's Christmas morning. You get downstairs. The anticipation for the past several weeks, you know, you've had Christmas stuff at school, and there's sparklies everywhere, and it's just so freaking cool, right? You open up the presents. It's all over. The weddings
exactly.
are huge for that. I've
mm-hmm.
seen women. You can get women that fall into actual depression after
mm-hmm.
their wedding is over.
I think she
because
is.
Because of that, it's a huge letdown. It's like, okay, the party's over now. The engagement, you know, the no more focus on me. Well, this is kind of boring. And that's what they're addicted to.
Mm-hmm. So she's actually tuned in because she just texted me, and this is the reason why I'm talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to get some tips on how to break up without being a jerk. But I said she's
break
a jerk
anyway. Break up from your
way.
Marriage?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if she's really over this and is like, okay, you know what, forget it, I can't be bothered. You can't. There is no nice way to do it. It's going to hurt him no matter what. If you don't feel right in this relationship, you are right to be leaving it. It might be a little, I always, you know, it might be a little bit premature. I mean, how long have they been married?
A month.
Yeah, see, I honestly would hate to see her, if you're listening, I don't want to see you just bust up after a month, because you probably are on a bit of a depression, you know, mode. You've dropped
mm-hmm.
into a slight depression because there's no more fun. I don't think it's worth necessarily busting up the marriage over, because unless you want to keep dating and feeling that over and over and over and over and over again and then become just a serial dater or whatever, then why? At some point you got to realize that life happens and it's going to, you know, it may be boring, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got to create your own happiness. Now, if she's waking up, if you can hear me, if you are waking up and you're ready to vomit, okay, now there's difference. You know, if you're just like, I cannot even be in this room with this guy because I'm going to be sick. Okay, now we have a different issue. But I just
mm-hmm.
need to see you throw out what it was you once had, because I'm assuming that you liked the guy at some point. I'm assuming he was the love of your life at some point. You can get that back. It's not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it could just be the depression. But as for breaking up easily, there is no way to break up easily. The best way to break up is always just to sit down, be an adult, tell them that you're not, you know, you're not interested in the relationship anymore. Don't go fooling around first, please, because that just adds salt to the wound. So, you know, don't do that. Be a grown-up.
Yeah, definitely
sit
don't
down.
Do it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Don't do it
yeah.
on Facebook. No signs.
But there are many
Facebook.
Who do.
Yeah.
But yeah, just
don't
sit down, be an adult about it, and just explain to them that it is not what you thought it was going to be. It doesn't feel right. You know, they may ask you to go to counseling or something. That's up to you if you want to give that a go or not. But be an adult, please, because there's too much mind games. There's too many head games being played, and a clean break is always the best way to do it. You don't want
yeah.
animosity. You don't want anger. He's going to be
mm-hmm.
pissed. Of course, he's going to be hurt. He's going to be humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be embarrassed. He's going to be all of that. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. It wouldn't matter if you did it now or you did it, you know, 40 years down from now. It's still going to feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, like
so
that's,
it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You can peel
no,
it off
her,
one hair at a time, or you rip the shit out of it and just get it over with.
Like I told her, you know, makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. You get what you want. And, you know, it's like that. And I'm speaking freely because everything that I, you know, I'm saying I said earlier to her. But it's just the point that some people want. It's like a kid, like you said, at Christmas. The thrill is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You take the paper off. You play with it. Then you need a new doll. So,
mm-hmm.
like, unfortunately, you shouldn't do that with people, because the person that you finally do fall in love with and really
well, because
want,
you're talking about someone with feelings now. It's not just
right.
An
you're talking about a human being, you know,
yeah.
who you wanted to marry you. And
mm-hmm.
as soon as it all happened, now you don't want this person because it's not fun anymore. And you're not like, hey, when are you going to marry me? Hey, every time you go to a wedding, well, we should be the one getting married today. You know, not them, us. And then you get it, and now you're acting like a jerk face. Mm-hmm. I have no love for you right now. I'm just putting it out there. I really don't. I can't respect that. I really can't respect it. All of the drama for what?
And it's tough. If she was, okay, but let's be fair. Let's give her a break. If she was doing this for sport, which I doubt she's doing, there are women out there who do, okay? Suffice it to say, there are people out there that just love breaking hearts. Usually, hopefully they're, you know, running their own dominatrix business, but it's more, I don't think she's that type of person. At least that's not the vibe that I'm getting. Mm-hmm. I don't think she did it vindictively, or she wouldn't have stuck around as long as she did waiting for the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I hate to see her just go, okay, you know what, forget it. Because in our society now, it's too easy to do that. No mm-hmm. one tries to work on things. Do you know how many times I almost threw in the towel on my relationship that is coming up to 18 years, 17, 18 years, I can't remember which one. Yes, I am the male in this relationship because
right.
I don't remember things. But you're talking... We don't even have a date, really. It's like, believe it or not, mine is the first Tuesday of deer season. Isn't that romantic?
Deer
season? I
can't season.
Think of anything more romantic or redneck than that.
I love it.
You know, for a city girl, that's just, it's so sweet.
Yeah, I love it. I do.
But, yeah, there are so many times that we both could have thrown the towel in.
Mm-hmm.
But because we kept working and working and working, we kept it stronger. The more you work through, the stronger your relationship actually gets, provided
right.
one of you doesn't throw in the towel.
Exactly.
So I just would hate to see her turn around and go, well, you know, it's not shiny anymore, so it's not sparkly anymore, so now I want to trade it in for something sparklier. Because I got to tell you something, sweet pea, it's not going to matter what you do. What you're trying to do cannot be achieved. And you're trying to find happiness with outside sources. You got to find it within yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, no matter what, nothing's going to make you happy. It's the reason why when we buy something, we think, oh, my God, I got to have that. You get it. And literally, you just kind of go, oh, well, and what do? You move on to the next thing. That's not necessarily a bad thing because it gives you something to keep creating and moving towards. But understand, if you're doing it for the reason of, well, I need that rush or I need to feel somehow worthy through purchasing something or constantly dating men or whatever you're doing, it's not going to come from that. It's got to come from within you. So you have mm-hmm. to find that happiness within yourself. You don't find that, it's not going to matter how many shiny new boys you find. They're not going to make you happy. The grass is not greener. You make your own grass.
Exactly. Don't do it.
I would like to see her at least try and work it out. Because like I said, I'm assuming that at some point she left him.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I'm telling you, talk my head off about it like for like almost 3 years, and then boom, there you go.
And
like I invited a fighter today. Like really, like did I have to hear this all this time, and now you're telling me this? Like I felt like I was the related to him or something. You know how you get all defensive for the
quick.
Person.
Honestly, to be fair, I think it's too quick.
Yeah,
I think she needs to put a little bit more energy into that. Before she just turns around and says, forget it. Like I said, unless he really does make her physically ill, in which case, why did you? Because there's no way that this happened within the last month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like she would have had to have been really feeling like crap before she married him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're not just
going to
wake
way.
Up one morning and go, oh, puke. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So either she was feeling this way before she got married, and was hesitant and not too sure, or she's playing a game. We don't want to see her playing a game because the problem is you're playing a game with somebody's heart, and that's not cool.
Yeah, definitely. Or it could be like one of those, is it Stockholm Syndrome, I think it is, with women who like attention?
No, Stockholm syndrome is where you Stockholm syndrome is where you fall in love with your captor.
Well, she well then she should have it, or she should have it,
it
so she could fall in love with her marriage.
There you go. Get Stockholm syndrome with your marriage. Do it.
Do it ASAP.
Exactly.
I have to look it up. Because I have to really figure out which one it is because...
Which syndrome is
it? It's like, it's a syndrome where people that, like, women that need attention, I can't remember the name of it.
Narcissistic
And basically
disorder?
They do things to seek... Hmm?
Narcissistic disorder?
It's something in that realm, but they have another name for it where people just love to have attention and they do anything for attention to gain, you know, people's... Oh,
I know
you
what
okay?
you're talking about. I can't remember the exact phrase.
So it's like
it
Munchausen syndrome.
No, Munchausen.
Ashley put that in
there. Similar. Okay, I get what you're saying. Munchausen
put it
is different,
too.
But you're on the right track with Munchausen. Because Munchausen is usually coming from that aspect, but it's being worked through with the child. So it will be something, usually it has to do with something medical. So what she's doing is she's poisoning her child, getting the attention through the child, through the poisoning, through going to the hospital. That's Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah,
so
but not
right,
that one.
It's close, but it's not quite there yet.
Yeah, I want to know what it is. I have to figure it out. It's going to bother me. But that's what I think she has, because anybody who goes through this whole, like, phase of wanting, getting what you want, and then the glitter and glam calms down, and then now you want to not have it. It's just totally something. It's something with the brain.
And it is, and it has a lot to do. It's not just going to be one thing either. We're not that simple. It would be so nice if we were all that simple that we would fit into a nice tidy box, but we don't. It's usually a multitude of different disorders and syndromes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she could be doing this because, I mean, you're getting into, she could be doing this because of daddy issues. I mean, it's endless what this could be.
Word of advice,
you know,
get
daddy
help.
Daddy didn't pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. And this, understand, this isn't consciously. She's not sitting there going, my daddy didn't pay attention to me. It's subconsciously. It's all stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's true. And she put laugh out loud at me with the symptoms. Yeah, it is quite funny, but I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to let you know before this night is out what you are.
Besides disowned by Ms. P.
Okay, besides, like, pissed me off all day. But other than that, you're getting diagnosed tonight. Seriously. Yeah, so that's it about
that.
Oh,
no, I would like to see you not break up with him right off the bat. I honestly think that's what that is she's in... She's in shiny thing withdrawal. She's in attention withdrawal.
Yeah, maybe she should hire someone to come in.
If you just give it a little bit of time, you can always pull the attention back to you. Hell, you got getting pregnant. There's all that attention.
That's what I said.
You know, like, there's so much attention still down the road if you want it.
Right, I said get pregnant.
Well, okay. Okay,
like
let's
tonight.
Not have her get pregnant in the middle of something that's not a good marriage at this point, okay? That would not be good. We don't get pregnant to fix a marriage.
Oh, God. Do what black women do. Get pregnant. No.
Lord, you said it. I didn't, okay? No one could come at me for that one. That was the most racist thing I've ever heard. Holy. You just blew my white ass out of the chair. What the hell? Where did that come from? Do what black women do, get pregnant. Listen, I got news for you. There's just as many white women doing the same thing for the same welfare check. It's not a black issue. Honestly. It is not a color issue, you guys. Seriously.
Oh, God. I mean, I thought we would have more laughs going than this. You know, here it is, me calling myself being a comedian. But, God, you know, I can joke on my own race, damn it. Okay.
No, you have every right to. I would get my ass smacked. You know that.
You're getting into
the whole nigga situation, too. It's
okay.
Like, can a white person say the N-word? It's like, oh, It's so
like,
crazy.
Did you just say that? Did you just say that? But they call each other that all day long.
Exactly.
Like, it's ridiculous.
And you're just like, okay, can everyone please just settle down? Like,
exactly.
Oh God.
Can we just bring it down
Stop
a little
it.
Bit? Just down. Just
it's,
down
it's,
a little bit.
And it's kind of interesting when you look at society. It's like, okay, like we mentioned that before. Who is a young black male more likely to be killed by? Another young black male.
Mm-hmm.
Women are horrible to other women. Little kids are horrible to other little kids. What the hell is wrong with us? Latinos
I don't
are
know.
Like
it just needs
gang
to
warring
end.
With each other. It's like, okay. It's like I said, it's like the whole gay-lesbian thing. There are gay men who don't like lesbian women, or they say it's not real. Or it's like, okay, you know what, you guys? Stop
mm-hmm.
fighting amongst yourselves. Stop.
Exactly.
Stupid.
Exactly.
You know?
And for anyone who just took offense to that, it was a joke. I just
yes,
want to put that out there.
We're
you know, my dad
fun.
Is white. I just want to say that, too. So, yeah. Okay?
So that means if you want to get really nasty, Ms. P is an Oreo. So there you go. But you know what? She got a creamy center. And I'm telling you, you don't want to go down that road unless you have a lot of money. Now,
exactly.
If you have a lot of money, you can come over from and eat from her Oreo bag. But otherwise, go away.
Because I am going to be a freak little Red Riding Hoe on Christmas.
Little Red
I mean,
Riding
not Christmas
Ho,
on Halloween. And probably Christmas,
Riding
too. Because we need to get our gifts.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, I love that one, too. I laughed about that one for weeks.
You're going to have to do a photo
Everyone
shoot
said,
for
Dr.
us.
Everyone said, Dr. Sue,
come
Little Red Riding Hoe.
Little Red Riding Hoe. So we want to see that. We want to see pictures on Twitter of you dressed up as Little Red Riding Hoe. I want to see some pictures.
Yeah, you know, I actually tried on an outfit the other day, and I'm going to have to get it adjusted because my boobies seem like they're shrinking because they don't even
oh, no,
fit
see,
in
you're
the
going
top
the wrong
anymore.
Way.
Exactly. I'm
going
to have to put socks in my bra.
You're supposed to take away from curve. Oh, do we have to get you cutlets now?
Exactly. I don't know what's happening, but I'm going to try to put a cap on it. I put a cap on, you know, losing more boobs because,
that
you know.
Would probably be a good idea. Otherwise, we're going to have to get you stock in Kleenex or something because that's just not going to work.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to have to go get a freaking boob job before Halloween because I don't know what's happening right now.
Well,
but,
you find some sugar bitch to get you some new boobs. You make sure you pass them along, my number, because I got a lot of work I want done.
Exactly.
You share. You get a sugar bitch. You share your sugar bitch. It's only fair.
We're all going to share her. We're all going to share her together
right.
as one. We're a family here.
That's right.
That's it. We're a family. We share. We share. That's how we keep the family alive.
That's right. We got to keep, you know, we got to keep the oxygen going.
Exactly. Got to
get the paddles juiced up and then just go. Psh.
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway,
but we're
guys.
We're getting weird now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're tired. This is what's happening.
That's true.
You know how when kids get tired, they just start rambling. You be like, what? What? What are you talking about?
And they're like, what on earth were the two of you talking about the other day? What
right,
is
y'all
Little
lost
Red
me.
Riding Hoe? Now
right.
they're going to be coming back going, I can't believe you said the black women had are the only ones
yes,
out there.
Yes, I said
lady.
It. I know. I'm going to
hear
this
for weeks.
You
know you're going to get shit for it.
But it's okay. It's really okay because no one should be taking it that serious. Let it
no.
go.
You guys got to learn.
Let go of the
up.
Mind
Seriously.
Scrolls.
Totally. Let go of them little rodents.
So we want to let you guys know that the next Dr. Sue show.
See, I did that on my own show. That's. Do you see how hard that can be?
Right.
Dr.
It's just
Sue show. It's not easy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You end up
pants.
Being Dr. Sue.
Yes,
happens
Dr.
every
Sue
time.
Show.
There you go.
We're not going to have the next show for the date of thing. I just
October
have my calendar
the
18th. Up
here. I will
Thank
not
you.
Be here. Why? Because I'm going to see Russell Peters live in concert. I love him. And everyone's
yay.
Going, who the fuck is Russell Peters? Does anybody know who Russell Peters is?
No, but yay anyway.
Comedian.
Because you're
he
excited.
Is the most hilarious comedian. I will not go and see concerts anymore because if you go and see people from, like, the 70s and 80s that I would have gone to see. I don't like watching geriatrics run around, you know, the stage. It just kind of gives me the creeps, so I won't go see them. Like, I don't want to go see, you know, Fleetwood Mac or something, because, like, hello, they're all basically in wheelchairs. Like, stop already. But I'll go see a comedian every single time. I love comedians. And Russell Peters is absolutely hilarious. He's one of the ones, because he's Indian, he can cross the line racially, and no one gets pissed. He goes after Arabs. He goes after everything. You name it. And it's just totally hilarious, and everybody actually chills. It's, like, it's just his thing.
Ashley's so no Hoya wheelchair here.
Ashley is in one, though. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. Not only does she stay up all night, she's in a wheelchair. That's why when we find her sparkly shoes, we have to find sparkly flats. But we found them, didn't we? We did, MD. We found them. It's cool.
Aw. I didn't know that, Ashley.
What? It's not
I love you.
She's down with it.
No, I know, but, you know, when she said that, I thought it was, like, trying to say, like, you know, a wheelchair here, like, being funny. But I'm sorry I laughed at that because, you know, I didn't had no idea.
Well, and you wouldn't. Why would you know that?
Exactly.
That's why. This is what I mean. No one's taking anything, you know, to heart because, see, she just said. She didn't give a shit.
Oh, okay, great. Because I didn't
deal with it. If people can't deal with it, move along. Or she'll run your ass over. Seriously. You get mouthy with her, man, she will run your ass over. I've heard her say she will do it. So you don't want to screw with her.
I heard her say she would do it.
She did.
The disclaimer
she said
is
it on
the
Twitter.
Back.
Tell me if I'm not right, Ashley. Seriously, MD, tell me if that's not right. There you go.
I'm an old
bastard. She's a wily bitch that runs people over. That's why she's a dom. It's perfect. And see,
I love it.
And yes, I have ran slaves over with a scooter. See,
I know
you don't
that's
screw
right.
with MD, man.
I love it. I love it.
It's
I love
awesome.
The fact that people get ran over.
Mm.
Yeah. Weston says
gorgeous.
She loves her, too.
No, she's gorgeous, and she don't take no shit, and she doesn't sit there and say, woe is me. Matter of fact, she'll tell you,
exactly.
get on your fucking knees and give her some money. Get serious.
I love it. Like, get on your
don't
effing
like
knees
it?
And pay
Piss
me.
Off.
Now, before I roll you over, jerk face.
There you go.
That is why I'm doing wallet rapes as well.
Exactly. What she does, she because it's great. If you think about it, you know, you grab the wallet and she can take off, man. She can hit, you know, miles per hour here. Guy's screwed. What's she going to do?
Miles per hour. Oh, my God. So
there you go.
I'm
she
imagining...
just gives them more pain. I mean, this is the
exactly.
thing. It's like she's a dominatrix, a go-go, if you think about it. It's awesome.
Exactly. It's the best experience for me, too, to know this and to visualize this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is, because it's a great thing. You guys can learn from her.
I'm sure.
Learn from the fact that she doesn't sit there saying, oh, woe is me. She not only doesn't do that, she makes you grovel at her feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does for a living. Damn straight.
I love it. I love it. And I look at you in a whole nother light, Ashley. Definitely. I do.
Let alone the fact that it's, what, 11, 12, 4 o'clock in the morning there.
Mm-hmm.
She's up at 4 a.m. listening to us. I'm just letting you know that.
Oh, thank you,
she
Ashley.
She doesn't miss the show. She doesn't miss mine. She doesn't miss yours.
Aw, I can't. 4
o'clock in the morning. She should be sleeping right now.
Exactly. I'm feeling emotional today. Don't do
Are you,
it.
Uh-oh.
Don't.
You're going to make Ms. P cry. Don't make Ms. P cry.
Yeah, don't do it, please. 4 o'clock in the morning to be up listening to us and constantly supportive. Who could ask for anything
Because
more?
Our people are awesome. Don, by the way, said he would have been here, but he has to get up really, really early tomorrow morning. So
no,
he had
fine.
To go to bed. But he wanted us to know that he was, you know,
Aww.
Thinking of us. Muffy, on the other hand, is not here because Muffy had mono. Now, Muffy has mono. It's not something that's going to leave
How
that
How did
quickly.
Muffy get mono?
I don't know. We're not going to ask Muffy how Muffy got mono.
Well, I'm not. Muffy, it's
it
a disclaimer on here.
Story.
Yeah, we're disclaiming in that. Yeah. Because I'm
but
like,
yeah,
mono?
But, so
how
Muffy
old
had,
is Muffy
honest
again?
God, Muffy has mono. What does Muffy do? Muffy makes it to my show Tuesday night.
Aw, Muffy.
And I don't know if you guys have ever had mono, but mono is brutal.
I never had it, but it's
horrifying.
Yeah, I've seen people with it.
It takes you months to get over it. It's
mm-hmm.
a vicious virus. So
mm-hmm.
he actually was able to get his little peepers open, and
aww.
He joined the show, and I was more than pleased about that. It's just, it's off the chart what these guys will do for us. Seriously. We have the best freaking listeners on the planet. We have the best Twitter followers. We have the best everything.
Yeah, really definitely is. We have the best doc, Dr. Sue, and the only Dr. Sue, the original Dandara.
Mm. thank you for that, because there are so
Dandara.
Many out there. Please remember, I am the real thing, as opposed to most people who aren't.
Exactly.
Oh, there's so many Dr. Sues in sex, it's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is
name.
Either.
It's like sucks them in or something.
Right, but F them. You heard it here on the Intune show.
And they can all call themselves Dr. Sue, but they're not me.
No, they're not.
Can't be
they're
done.
Not Dr. Sue at all.
That's right.
At all. At all. But we want to thank you guys for, you know, constantly supporting us and, you know, being there at all times on Twitter, being there at all times when we're live, and just being who you are in general. You know, this is what makes it all worth it. Wouldn't you say, Doc? Having amazing
oh, totally.
People
that's
like them around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, there's so much positivity involved. Yeah, we do get the odd negative person. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you learn to move away from it and stay with the people who you know love and support you. And we have
mm-hmm.
so many people that do that. It's mind-blowing to me. It really is. The dedication that we have with our listeners is off the chart.
Definitely. Definitely. So we want to just thank you all for just being amazing and loving and caring and considerate and open and receptive, everything to us.
Exactly. And thank you for having open minds and understand that we aren't here to pick on people. It's not what we do at all. But we may make a joke at someone's expense, but it's not,
it's
not being mean.
No.
Yeah, like
we don't,
we're
yeah.
trying to get people, you got to be happy, right? That's the motto.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy. Why
be
no
happy.
Halloween show? I'm doing a Halloween show, never fear.
Mm-hmm.
MD just said in the thing, is there no Halloween show? Yeah, well, yeah, I'm doing a Halloween show because my show happens to fall on the 30th, and we are actually thinking of doing a 2-hour show so that it goes right into Halloween.
Mm. Yay!
And I'm trying to come up with some really freaky stuff for that night. I'm going to see if I can find the freakiest of fetishes on the planet, if I can. Because it's the night for freaks, so I think we should all just get really
do people freaky. Like bugs on them?
Is
that like a fetish?
You know, funny you said that, because we were brainstorming the other night on what we wanted to do for the Halloween show, and that was one of the ones, yeah. That was one of the ones that we wrote down was, yeah, let's see if we can get
and another one would
like
be, like, people who, like, gross stuff on them. Like, some people like people to regurgitate and, like, to poop on them and pee on them.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road only because I don't particularly like it. I'm not going down the excrement road. Like, I'm not doing two girls, one cup. I did see that. My child had to show me that just because she was a bitch. And wanted to, she said that if it was burned in her mind, it had to be burned in mine. So, it was nasty.
Burned
have
it.
Have you seen it? Have you ever
no.
seen it?
No.
Oh,
no, I haven't.
Lord.
But you know what?
You
Family
know.
Guy had, they showed Stewie
it's
it. Brian
so
showed
funny.
Stewie.
Yep.
And he was like, ew.
Yep.
So since then, I'm
that's
like, forget
exactly
it.
Exactly what you do. Yeah, it's nasty. So, yeah, I don't want to go down that road only because it grosses me out. Even as a dom, I was never into that. There are some that do it. There are some guys that really enjoy it. I'm not one of the people that enjoys having that done or around me. So, no, I'm not going to go down that road. I don't want people vomiting. But
yeah,
no, I'm thinking,
not.
Like, I'm going to try and do furries that night. I'm doing my best to do furries.
Yay, that would be so awesome.
I'm hoping
furries.
We can get some furries. And we were thinking some goths. Like the ones that actually drink blood, people that really drink blood,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff. I we should make it as freaky as we can. It just is a matter of whether or not I can find guests who are willing to say that they do it.
Well, you know what? Have no fear, because I'm going to be on a Ustream in a costume store, trying on costumes. So we'll see how that all goes. I'm working on that now. I was trying to have this done around either the 30th or on actually Halloween Day, but we'll see what happens, because, you know, we'll see how it all goes. But I'm definitely working on that, and hopefully it all pans out accordingly. Just going into, like, one of the major Halloween stores, costume stores, I should say, out in New York. It's, like, floors and floors of all kind of crazy pants costumes. So I'm terribly excited, and I hope that it all works out accordingly.
I would be in heaven. I mean, Halloween is
I love it.
My shiznaz. It is my moment to shine. I love it.
Yes.
Like I said, if I can make a little child pee, I can, you know,
right.
I can now die with a smile on my face.
Absolutely. So if anyone that's listening know any people that they can recommend to Dr. Sue, please let her know.
Yeah,
it's so we can have a good show.
If you guys know any furries, hit me up on Twitter at Dr. Sue, DocTorSue. If you hit DrSue, God knows who you'll get. So remember to spell out the word doctor. Hit me up, because I am the freakier the better. We were thinking of, you know, the people who enjoy, like, remember when I said making furniture look like it's fucking?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I'm going to try and see if I can find them.
Right. That would be so awesome.
You know who we should try and get?
Who?
Towel Girl.
Oh, CJ. I would definitely hit her up.
Hit her up, man, because I am definitely wanting to pry her little head open. Seriously.
Yeah, a little towel freak.
Mm-hmm.
Hide your towels. No.
I think it'd be awesome.
Do them. Have a love affair,
you know,
with your
no
towel.
Judgment. We may laugh at you guys, but we're not laughing at you. We're just probably because we're uncomfortable and going, what the hell? But I want everybody to realize that it's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Who cares if someone gets off by placing furniture that looks like it's having sex? Like, who cares? You may not like it. Doesn't mean it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Doctor,
well,
so really, really quick.
That's the thing I love.
Wasn't it something I was supposed to remind you of? Michelle, DM
wise. There was.
Twitter.
There was a couple of stories. One story was, remember me telling you guys about the guy who was having an enormous amount of unprotected sex in the adult theater with other
mm-hmm.
guys? He, I did tell you guys that this is what he was doing, that he, you know, was having sex on average, you know, 5-6
mm-hmm.
times a week, sometimes 2 and 3 times in a day. It turns out that he did call back. I was talking to him, and I just want to make this note for you guys. He was having total unprotected sex, which is very foolish, as we all know. But here's why it's foolish. He not only has 3, but 4 separate strains of HIV. His marriage has crumbled. She walked out on him the next day. And his life is pretty much in the toilet now.
Mm-hmm.
4 different strains of HIV. So once again, I just want to reiterate, for the love of God, if you're going to play in the scene, if you're going to play out there, if you're going to do whatever you're going to do, please use your heads. You know,
absolutely.
Unless you have a mental illness, wrap it up. And ladies, cross your legs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, guys, keep in mind that we will not be live because Dr. Sue is going to see her comedian.
I am. So there.
It's going to be good times. Good times. So we'll keep you guys posted for the next show. And we just want to thank you guys for tuning in and being here with us as usual. Dr. Sue, tell them where they can find you at for those who are all tuned in for the first time.
If you're here for the first time, you have to come and visit me over at thedrsuereview.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Dr. Sue, spell out the word doctor. And you can also hit me up on Facebook. The Dr. Sue Review is my page, not that I can like anyone else. And where else do I? Oh, and here on Blog Talk Radio. Duh. Blog Talk Radio here on In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Yeah. So who do we have on the chat room that we want to thank for being in? I love when you do that.
Okay, we're doing Romper Room. Romper
mm-hmm.
Room. And MD, no, she just asked a question. Sorry, she was just answering the question. Sue, was that the one that had a wife and a Dom rented him out? No, this guy was doing this all volunteer.
Dom rented him
crazier.
Out.
He wasn't even doing it under orders. This guy was just voluntarily being a whore. So, and you're gonna, if you're going to live your life that way, that's what's going to happen. So I don't give him too much longer to live with forced reign.
Mm-hmm.
So, on that note, yes, in Romper Room, I see Ashley, who is Madame Devilish. You guys should hit her up anywhere on the internet. Madame Devilish, Madame Devilish, Madame Devilish. I see Miss Ella. Miss Ella is new to our little club here, but we're glad that she came in.
Hello.
And we hope she comes back and visits us. And, of course, we have the gorgeous Sheila, our sissy Sheila. We love her to death.
Yes, we do.
No one is as wonderful as Sheila.
No.
We have Austin. So, Miss T. Austin Reed, the hottest, hottest thing in Texas. Holy Hannah. She's got to be getting a lot of crap on Facebook when you friend her. Holy, holy, holy. I mean, seriously, the woman is hot. Seriously. I mean, I am not gay, but I appreciate fine-looking anything.
Okay.
If you can
thank
appreciate
you very much.
A fine-looking woman, I appreciate a fine-looking man. And she is fine-looking. So you guys got to hit her up. Go check out her page, and you will see what I'm talking about. Not only is she gorgeous, she's damn talented, too. So she's like a record producer. She's an amazing artist. She sings. She writes music. Oh, Lord have mercy. She's just all that in a bag of chippies.
Okay.
And, of course, we have our Miss Tisha. We love Tisha.
Yes,
Tisha's
we do.
Tisha's always around. Although Tisha hasn't been around much lately, but that's because she's getting her education on. She's going for her MBA. Go, girl.
I said rock it.
Go freaking for it.
Rock it, because I need some stuff proofread, so get it going. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, T, it looks
going.
Like you got another job.
Exactly. I'm always
whether
looking
you want
for people to help.
Not.
Right. 1 hour a week. 1 hour a week. No, I'm just kidding. So much love to everybody, as usual. I just want to thank
and
you
thank
all
you
again.
To everyone who was here. Ray was here.
Yes.
Who else was here? Ray was here. Queen Kitty was here. Hit up Queen
Phoenix
Kitty.
Was here.
Phoenix was here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Like, if we forgot, Valencia, thank you for calling in and
yes,
sharing that
definitely.
With us. We love you.
Everybody who's on the
you
line that we don't know who you are, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We love you guys. And anyone who's listening afterwards in the archives, you know we love you.
Yes, we do.
And we want everyone to be happy. So whenever you're sad, remember you're going upstream. Don't paddle upstream. Go downstream. It's so much easier. Just be happy.
Just be happy. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue, for being amazing, as usual. And you know I love you.
Well, you know I love you, too. This is genuflecting moment.
I know, I know.
This is ass-kissing moment. And no one kisses ass better than you. You really do.
No, they surely don't. I should have an award for that, ass-kissing.
You should. You are like the queen of ass-kissing. Now, depending on the ass, understand, it would have to be a fine ass if she's going to kiss it for real. So don't be going
okay.
down that road.
I know, that's right. It's like I'm the queen of hugs and love and ass kissing.
Damn straight. That's right. You see, Ashley goes, "Don't worry, be happy." The song's stuck in her head now. As annoying as that song is, it's true.
It's really
because worrying gets you more of what you're worrying about. So you're better to just go downstream, you guys.
Just do it.
Meow, meow, meow. I'm sorry, I just did that. Do I have to forget? I forget that I'm on the air sometimes.
Oh, my God. Quick shout
so
out
no,
to the
honestly, intuition. That came from Sheila just put in the...
I know. I just seen that. That's why I cracked up. Quick
That's
shout out to the Intuition Show family. Quick shout out to PhoenixStar9Online.com. Go check out the DrSueReview.com, PorterTaxi.net, TheMarkGordonShow.com, HipHopSisters.org, and SpacedOutMagazine.com. Love you all and have a good night. Good night, Doc.
Good night, you guys.
Yeah. So that's just the end of it. Don't worry. Be happy. Love you guys and stay in tune and also stay in bed because that's where it's all happening. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you, baby, soon.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune. get into